An assistant U.S. attorney who'd been prosecuting a Baltimore rap artist on drug charges was found dead today in Pennsylvania. Authorities began searching for Jonathan Luna after he failed to show up this morning for the trial of rapper Dion Smith and an associate. This afternoon, U.S. Attorney Thomas DiBiagio appeared before reporters in Baltimore.
Let there be no doubt. Let there be no doubt that everyone in law enforcement, local police, state police, United States Marshals, ATF, FBI, are united. We will find out who did this, and we are dedicated to bringing the persons responsible for this tragedy to justice.
NPR's Brian Naylor joins us now. Brian, what can you tell us about Jonathan Luna and this trial that was underway when he was killed?
Melissa, Luna was 38. He'd worked for the last 4 years as an assistant U.S. attorney for the District of Maryland in Baltimore. He'd been prosecuting a rapper by the name of Dion Smith and an associate, Walter Poindexter, on charges of heroin distribution and conspiracy. The trial was in its fourth day. Authorities say the pair ran a violent drug ring in part from a recording studio in Baltimore they called Stash House Records. Both men were in custody. And today the pair pleaded guilty to some of the drug charges in return for the government dropping the conspiracy case. The federal judge who'd been hearing the case, William Quarles, said the parties in the case were scheduled to meet this morning to enter into the agreement, but Luna was not present. According to Judge Quarles, two other prosecutors then told him they were out of touch with Luna and that the FBI had begun looking for him. The judge said that he was told this afternoon Luna's body had been discovered, and as Judge Quarles told the Associated Press, Mr. Luna had apparently been shot and stabbed.
What do you know about any other cases that Mr. Luna had been working on recently?
He'd been involved in a number of other recent prosecutions, including the conviction last February of three men involved with what authorities said was a violent crack cocaine ring in Baltimore known as the Old York and Cater Boys. The leader and two members of that gang were convicted.
There's been no link yet established between any of the cases he's worked on and his death, but what has the reaction been to Mr. Luna's death among prosecutors and law enforcement in the state?
Yeah, that's right. There's no apparent link or no apparent motive for Mr. Luna's death so far, but law enforcement authorities are reacting with outrage and, I guess, shock to some degree. As you heard earlier from Mr. DiBiagio, law enforcement agencies are vowing to find who is responsible. Attorney General John Ashcroft issued a statement calling Luna's death tragic. He vowed all appropriate resources would be dedicated to investigating this matter. It's fairly rare, but federal prosecutors sometimes do meet with foul play. In 2001, there were two cases. A federal prosecutor in Seattle was shot allegedly by a man who'd been prosecuted in a fraud case. Another special assistant attorney who had been shot in South Carolina, apparently during a robbery. Luna had worked previous to coming to Baltimore as an assistant district attorney in Brooklyn, New York. He'd clerked for a federal judge in North Carolina and worked for a prominent private attorney in Washington, D.C. He was married and had two small children.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Brian Naylor.